analyzing spectrum. All right, June 6th, 2019, work session, 6:08.
An update on the streetlight LED conversion. The committee met last week. Dave, Bob, and I, we went through the three proposals and scored them accordingly to the RFP. We have interviews scheduled for next Tuesday with all three applicants. There's two that rose above the other one that we're really interested in. If anybody wants to review the RFPs, other than Bob, Dave, and I, there's copies in the clerk's office. I have copies. Stop and see me. And if anybody has any specific questions they would like to ask in the interviews, just shoot me an email with them so that we can, make sure that we cover everything that everybody wants to cover. Two of the proposals are very good, very experienced companies. One company is actually based out of California, but has an office in Buffalo, but they have a ton of experience just because the West Coast has been so far ahead of us on this conversion stuff because of the power issues that they have with their grid. And the other company is a New York State-based company that's got quite a bit of an experience as well. Both of them have a similar fee structure, so they're really close scoring wise. One of the things that I like that one of the Tenco Lighting, which is a company from California, said. So if we proceed forward with a contract as an ESCO, it's based on a percentage of construction cost, which is good and bad. The bad is they don't have any real incentive to try to keep your cost down, because the more it costs, the bigger their fee is. And they actually suggested, being that this is a straightforward, you know what the energy savings is going to be because you know how many hours the lights are on every year, and you know what the wattages are, and you know what the loss is. They suggested
we bid out.
Well, that they would be, that they would be willing to give us a lump sum proposal for the contracting, for the design and the contract administration, which may work in our favor. They indicate that it would, but that's something that we're going to ask all three
kind of
companies.
Thinking about asking all three of them.
Right? Yeah. Obviously, there's a little bit of more risk, slightly more risk for the town in the potential for change order costs and things like that, but at the same time, change orders in the design, but at the same time, there's incentive for the whoever the vendor is to work hard to keep our costs low. That's where we stand on that.
Good work.
Splash pad is moving along. The drainage is in, the sand is in for underneath the concrete. The plumbing for this individual spray features is in and been tested. The mechanicals are, on a truck. They showed up on Wednesday, but we didn't have a machine big enough to, the actual mechanical vault is 11 feet long, and we didn't have anything to actually take it off the truck with that day. So they're going to deliver that to the contractor's shop, where he's got a 10,000-pound forklift that can take that off for us, and he'll put it on a trailer and bring it over. Working through the process with the DEC for the outfall, they're asking for some disinfection and redundancy in the system. Not a huge deal, but we're working through that. I'll give you an update as we progress into what that entails, because I don't have all the details yet.
They want the water disinfected after
Yes.
it goes through the spray part?
Yes.
You gotta be kidding.
So we are we're working through that process. I don't anticipate it being causing huge cost overruns. Right now we're on budget and on schedule. Still waiting for a firm date from our mason. Just like every other contractor, they're
behind
because it's raining every day. You can't pour concrete when it's raining. So he said he's trying to get to us as soon as he can, but still waiting. Our biggest hold up right now is going to be delivery of the above grade spray features. Our delivery date or our ship date right now is the last day of July. They're working hard to try to move us up, but that's where we're in the production schedule on that. Our delay of a few weeks there hurt us.
They arrive, and how long does it take to bolt them down?
I don't think it'll take too long. I haven't quite determined how we're going to get through that. I was thinking maybe we try to put a volunteer committee together with the park staff. And I mean, it doesn't look like, I've looked at all the details, it doesn't look like they're all that complicated to set in place and bolt down and assemble, rather than paying a contractor for a day or so to put them together. Maybe we try to get a volunteer team together to
bolt things. But you have to hook up the plumbing and everything.
They actually just sat right down on top of the pipe stubs. So there's no ring system. You bolt it down, and it clamps everything together.
Are there anchor bolts in the concrete?
I would have the contractor drill the holes ahead of time and put studs in for the anchor bolts.
Will those fixtures come out and in spring and fall?
No, they can stay right there. They'll be winterized, yep. You blow them all out with an air compressor, and yep. Actually, no, because we have everything sloped to drain back to the mechanical vault with a drain out the bottom of the mechanical vault to the drainage system. So no need to antifreeze. We can just blow them out and leave the valves open so they drain. So that's where we're at. It's been a fun project so far. It really has. It's gone really well. Quite frankly, better than I expected.
It's been pretty smooth. Especially with the weather and everything.
Yeah. Been pretty smooth sailing. A couple little changes from a plumbing standpoint, moving stuff around to accommodate Aqua. But, really everything's gone pretty well. The vault that goes underneath the mechanical enclosure has been cast. I'm waiting to have it delivered until we know when the mason, because I don't want to bring Trolley back until we know when the mason's coming. I'll bring Trolley back the day before the mason's coming to fine grade the pad, and then probably the next day have him dig the hole for the vault, and then have the vault delivered, and they have a crane on the truck that can drop the vault into the hole. And so there's probably right now we have 16 days with Trolley. So we have 4 days left, and I think we're right on schedule. We're going to hit that 20-day mark right on the nose. So, and that's with cleanup and everything great and afterwards. So one thing, a couple little details I got to figure out of who's going to repair the pavement and some other minor stuff, but nothing
earth-shattering.
Nothing earth-shattering at this point in time.
Great.
So that's where that stands. We already went through the lighting thing.
We moved to adjourn.
We're all done.
I'll be late more often.
I'm actually, if nobody minds, I'm going to step out. My kids' last regular season Little League game is tonight, so I'm going to go catch on to that.
Sure.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Drive safe.
See Bob on Tuesday.
Got it.
Catch you later, guys.
Good luck to your son.
Thanks.
Do we have an executive session? We could.
Yeah. We got a proposal from Albert Ricci.
Oh, we did. All right, so we'll talk about two things. Call two executive sessions, one for a personnel matter and one for a contractual matter. Is it, there's a specific name for that?
No, it's just a contract.
Okay. All right, can I get a motion to adjourn into executive session?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.